317-239-1009. I want to hear from you. Unless this is really hard to talk about, then I understand. But I'm wondering if you do this or if you don't do this. I didn't ask Alex this before I went on the air, but I feel like you might be hesitant to do this. Maybe I'm wrong.
I'm hesitant to do everything. Have you met me? I live the sloth life.
Now, this is kind of a product of your environment study here, Alex, but do you love or hate to be hugged?
It depends on the person.
Well, I know it's not from me because I don't think we've ever hugged. In general, who do you like to hug you?
Well, I like it if the Egyptian hugs me. That's my boyfriend. And that's pretty much it. No, my friends. I'm kind of like weird when my parents hug me. And
that's what I was going to get into. Okay, yeah. Why is it weird
I don't
for
know.
You?
I've always been like that. And my mom, it always hurts her feelings. But when I was in high school, I mean, I do hug them. But like in high school, whenever I was still living at home, as soon as I woke up in the morning, my mom would be like, she calls me Lulu. So she'd be like, Lulu, can I have a good morning hug?
That's how she'd talk.
And I'm always like, no. Because I hate that. When I first wake up, I don't want to touch, hug, or talk to anybody. What's funny is that I'm actually not a morning person, even though we work in morning radio and do a morning show. I'm ironically not a morning person. When I'm home on the weekends, I don't talk for like the first hour and a half that I'm awake.
317-239-1009. Do you love hugs, or are you kind of like that? You're like, oh, I can't stand them. A new study found that people who were raised by hugging parents were more likely to become huggers themselves. I mean, that makes sense right there. They're saying it's an important element in a child's emotional upbringing. For people raised by, you know, devout non-huggers, the very thought, you know, you're like, oh, I'm kind of uncomfortable.
I don't
know if I like that.
Because my mom is a big hugger. My dad is not as much of a hugger. They do both hug me, but I'm kind of I'm a half-breed.
They say that people that kind of grow up children without, you know, really having the hugging and stuff like that can actually have a problem as they get older in life and develop friends and other people. They also say it goes to affect your overall happiness and how you develop as a person. Everything's generational. Like, my dad never saw his parents, from the stories I've been told. Like, they never kissed or were, I guess, showed affection in front of each other. My dad, I barely remember. I don't think he ever said he loved me. I'm sure he did one time, but I don't remember. I have other buddies all the time.
Man,
like, I love you.
So
I love
depressing.
You. But it's just I agree. It's the house you grow up in. I have no problem saying I love you, but I feel bad for my wife. It's nothing to do with her, but I have a very hard time being intimate with her, or just in any relationship I've ever been with any girl. I'm not a very big hugger. I feel bad. Like, I never like to hug my mother and father-in-law. I'll hug my mom and grandma out of like obligation, but I'm not a big hugger. But I think going back to it, it's kind of what the study says. I didn't really get a lot of hugs either. That's probably why. Liv, I feel like you hug the hell out of everybody.
Oh, I am a huge hugger. Love to hug people. I hang on all my friends. I hug all my friends all the time. Even like my boyfriends, always hugging.
Yeah, that's why she wears a wig. She has lice all the time.
Now, I was wondering how her hair looked that good.
Well, Joe, do you think that your intimacy problems and all of this stuff that you say that stem from the hugging, is that why you sleep at the foot of your bed every night?
No, I sleep on the couch, actually. And no, but I kind of wonder if that is. It's good to see the research. I mean, I don't like it. I wish I was more intimate. But I think it's like, if you grew up with it, I think you love hugging. But if you don't, I think it's a weird thing. Now, it doesn't necessarily bother me, but it kind of does. But why? I'll ask Liv in a second. She's getting your calls at 317-239-1009. But why is it, Alex, for example, like, have you ever hugged me in the 2 years we've known each other?
Yes, we have.
I wish we'd hug more. Like, I honestly...
I wish we hugged more.
I honestly think at the end of the show every day before we leave,
no,
you never know
what
could happen the next time we may not see each other.
Sorry.
I think we say like a goodbye hug.
I honestly do not hug people that much. Like, I really don't hug people that much.
All right. Erica on the north side, you're a big hugger. Is this true?
Yes, I am. I love to hug people, especially when I see someone cry. If I'm out in the grocery store and I see someone crying, I'm automatically wanting to go up there and hug them. Just because I was taught that if you hug somebody or just, you know, say, hi, how are you doing? Or just acknowledge them, that can brighten up their day, even if they're having a miserable day.
Now, do you tell them before you hug them, or you just randomly come up to them while they're crying? You're like, I'm going to hug you.
I actually ask them, do you mind if I give you a hug, you know, just to make you feel better? And then most of the time they say yes. I haven't had anybody to turn me down for a hug.
Wow. Okay. Maybe I need hugging therapy where I just go around Indianapolis and I have to hug like 1,000 people.
It probably would help. And you probably brighten somebody's day up by just giving them a hug. They might have a crappy day, and you saying something to them or hugging them might just brighten their day up. And then you know, they'll be good to go.
Don't you think it would help the relationship of the Joe and Alex show if every day me, Alex, and Liv the Web Girl gave each other a hug goodbye?
Yes.
Please stop. Hang up.
All right. Hey. Thank you, Erica, for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Let's talk to Alice on the north side. And you love hugs. So did you get a lot of hugs growing up then or what?
I did not get a lot of hugs growing up. I mean, I have a big, big family. My grandmother had 11 kids. And all those kids have kids. Two of my aunts have 10 kids. So my immediate family, my dad passed away when I was young. And my mom, she was just not that hugging type of mom.
Yeah.
You know, she would tell me she loved me after we got into like an argument or something.
Okay.
But it was never anything like real emotional. So, of course, I tell my kids all the time that I love them. I hug them all the time. My daughter was first grade when she was like, you know, mom, don't hug me at school anymore. And I still do. Yes. And she's in high school. Yes, I do.
That's a little embarrassing.
Oh, well, it's life. That's what mothers are for.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning.
What are the side effects from all the parents that when their kids are little, they tell them that they got their nose and then they grow up? And then what kind of adult do you think they become?
They have cosmetic surgery.
They have plastic surgery addiction.
Yes. Chastity in Greenwood, you're on the Joe and Alex show and you don't want a hug. Why not?
I just don't want, think it's weird when strangers like touch you. You know how someone's grandma, you know, if you have a baby and they go to tell you they're so cute, but they have to like touch your arm and stuff, or like people from church give you a hug even though you don't really want to be touched because you don't know where their hands have been.
It sounds like it's a germaphobe issue with you. I mean, we're in the Lord's house, Chastity. Like, you're my brother and sister in Christ. We should be hugging. Amen.
Oh,
Lord of Jesus, give me a hug.
That's the worst part about church for me, is the going around and just shaking the hands of everybody, all the strangers.
Yes, exactly.
So hugging for sure, no.
I like the wine and the cracker part. That's the best part when they give you food.
You mean the Jesus juice where you passed out afterwards?
Yeah, that was weird though. I don't know what happened there. Hey, Chastity and Greenwood, thank you so much. We'll hear from all you huggers on our social media. It's at Joe and Alex Show.